Hey guys, this is Marley McAllister, and I have here a special guest.
Jackson Big Daddy McAllister.
Here at the Red Beard Tavern, McAllister Ranch, located in Phoenix, Arizona. And we are calling our podcast The Max. So I wanted to start off by saying...
what we should call it?
Yeah.
We should call it Drinks with the Max.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
Because, I don't drink that often.
Party with the Max?
No, because nobody ever comes over when we throw parties.
Let's get naked with Jack? What?
I feel like we're, not boring people. When we have parties, we're so eventful. People get blown up with firecrackers. There's fist fights.
Naked people.
There's naked people. There's a bunch of alcohol. I think people stop specifically coming to our parties just for this reason.
What reason?
For how crazy they get.
Well, that would make more people want to come.
That's what you would think, we have the opposite effect. I don't feel like we're, abnormal. I feel like we're pretty normal.
I don't know about that. It's either that or we just don't have any fucking friends.
Yeah, that too.
Anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted your whole little planned intro.
No, that's fine. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, we should come up with, a sweet intro. Have someone, put some tunes together.
We could use Hunter's alphabet song. A is for apple. Apple.
No.
No? Okay. Because that is stuck in my head. And not only that, but Trevor sings Baby Beluga.
Baby Beluga.
Literally. He's so cute.
I guess maybe we should get introductions on, who we are and what our family's like, I guess.
All right. You start off with your... All four of you.
All four of me. No, it's me, you, Hunter, and Trevor, our two boys.
Okay, I thought you meant your family, which is four of you, and then
my
family, all 500 of us.
No one needs to get into the deep.
Okay.
Because that's just going to stir up all types of stuff.
It's going to throw up some shade, you guys.
Everything's good now.
So, I am 24, and Jackson's 25, and a half, specifically, and a half, 25 and one half. So, we met in 2011. He was already graduated from high school. I was a senior.
It was jailbait.
Jailbait, everything, and he didn't even take me to prom, you guys. I'm going to throw some shade right now.
Hold on. We went to Disneyland, which is way better than any fucking prom, okay? And I just couldn't go back. I'm sorry. I had already graduated. There's no reason for me to be there. And besides, the prom I went to wasn't that good. Didn't have that much fun. Not going to lie. No offense to the person I went to, because I know that's a whole sticky situation that maybe we can get into on another time, but everything's good. So I don't know why you're even bringing up prom. How did we even get on prom?
Well, because I was giving a background on us. So anyway, he didn't take me to prom. It was absolutely devastating. I cried for 7 weeks. I really didn't cry. I didn't care because I went to Disneyland while everybody else had a miserable time at prom. So, anyway.
Who wouldn't want to go to fucking Disneyland anyway?
Right.
We go 3 times a year.
And what are you doing at prom? Grinding on assholes? I don't understand. I don't want to be there. I don't want to sweat and be in a crowd and, ruin my makeup and my beautiful hair. I can't do it.
You got Pocahontas hair.
Right. Do you remember in high school, those raggedy-ass old chairs that they had with the, metal in it? My hair would always get caught in that shit. I don't want somebody's, shoe stepping on my hair while I'm grinding on the floor.
Why would your head be on the floor?
I'm just saying, my hair is so long, it might get pulled or tugged.
What are you talking about with your hair getting stuck in a chair?
Okay, do you remember those chairs? They were like purple chairs and they had little like metal
the rivets?
Round things on them.
Are you talking about the chair? Like the sling? The,
in the desk. Chair. No. In the chair. The purple chairs with like the steel
leggings. Oh, the ones, leggings. The ones that you could like lean back and you'd always fall over?
Yes, but they had like steel or maybe it was like metal like circle things and my hair.
It's called a rivet.
Okay,
it's
well. It's
together.
A rivet. A fucking rivet pulled my hair out every goddamn time I sat in it. So when I'm going out with prom, it's like, what if somebody like pulled my hair or stepped on me? Like, what if I had beautiful ass toes that I spent $50? And all you ladies know how expensive getting your toes done is. And somebody comes and just steps on your fucking feet. Okay, no thanks.
You want to hear a really bad story?
Yeah, tell me.
So, let's just say I was sort of kind of being friend-zoned by a specific someone in high school. And I remember it was like, I think either freshman year. Yeah, it was freshman year because this person and I hadn't dated yet. And I don't know why this stuck in my mind, but it was like a day or two before I think the homecoming dance. And like she went and got her nails done, but like we ended up bumping into each other between classes. And like I went to give her a hug and then my fucking stepped and chipped her fucking pedicure bad. And she was so fucking pissed. So yeah. Ladies, beware. Keep them toes locked up till it's time to party.
I just can't deal with the fact that...
I don't know why I remember that, but apparently it was like a devastating moment in my life.
Clearly.
I felt really bad.
There's lots of devastating moments in your life. Mine is full of positivity, and I just don't hold negativeness in my life.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I mean...
Hold on, Preachy McGee. Pump them brakes. Heaven forbid I forget to do something like one time and she'll carry that on forever.
Okay, so you are very over exaggerative. So, for example, you guys, on Fridays, I work all day and he specifically, he stays at home with the boys on Fridays because he works Monday through Thursday. Like, he works 4/10s. So... Okay, so I would be at work from 6 a.m. to 2:30, and I would come home, and the house is literally a mess, like a fucking mess. And if anybody knows me, like, I love a clean house. Like, I'm not gonna lie, we're people too. We have toys and clothes and, you know, sometimes dirty dishes. Like, we're normal people. And if your house is not normal like that sometimes, then I don't even talk to me because we're not friends because you're a fucking liar. So back to my point is that I'll be at work and I'll come home and the house is a fucking mess. And I'll ask Jackson, I'll say, and before you speak, because hold I know on. You'll try, hold on. Let me talk and then you can talk. So I will tell Jackson, like, hey, what did you do today? Oh, well, I woke up at like 6 or 7 and then I went and got the boys breakfast, took Hunter to school, and then Trevor took a nap, and then I watched TV all day, and then Trevor woke up and I'm like, did you feed him lunch? No. Did you clean the house? Well, I'm just now getting to it. And it's like 2:30 while I'm on my way home. And I get home and it's not even clean. So before he rambles, like, all I ask is, like, can you help out a little bit? And so then I get, like, butthurt. And then I start, like, cleaning the whole house because I just want to come home to a clean house. Like, I feel like any normal... And to be honest, like, okay. And I'm not going to spill my whole working situation. I don't want to talk about like what I do or what I work or how I work or where I work at because it's really nobody's business and I don't want to get into that. But what I do now is I try to clean the house before he gets home. Sometimes it doesn't happen, so I can understand days when it just can't happen. However, before you throw shade at me, that's what I was trying to say.
I would never throw shade at you.
Okay. So speak.
Oh, you're pretty spot on there. Most of the time I do my thing. The whole thing about I forget to feed Trevor one time, and he woke up from his nap at like 1:45.
And what time did he go to sleep?
I don't know, like 11:40, 11:30. Okay,
so you guys, again, I get off work at 2:30. I'm just saying,
he can eat his lunch at 2:30. It's not like we have to eat dinner at 4.
Okay, but so that's another issue that we have. So I am an early eater. I start eating around like 4:30, and then by 2:30, I'm like done eating for the day. And like these kids eat nonstop. Like Hunter, oh my God. He doesn't stop fucking eating. Every 3 seconds, I want ice cream. I want a sandwich. I want my Lunchable box. I want an apple. Like, and okay, I kind of like went into all the bad foods that he decides, but he really is a really healthy, good eater. And Trevor, you know, poor Trevor just wants to.
And an apple.
Okay, but I said like Lunchable, and that's kind of gross.
Everyone knows it's not gonna kill him.
I know. And then Trevor, this cute little chunky little sweet boy, you know, he just loves milk and food. Like that's, he would be so happy with just his milk, food, and a blanket and a movie.
That's about what he enjoys, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. It's so cute.
I don't know where you went on that little tangent there.
Well, we kind of switched subjects really quick. Like, you didn't even get to, you know, go into what you were going to say.
Yeah, I don't even remember now what I was going to say.
It's because I'm so good. Anyway.
You're a little feisty today.
I am. I'm on one. So, it's funny because I had called him about, what, was it like 1 o'clock? Today, and I was like, hey babe, I have this great idea, and he goes, oh. And I'm like, what do you mean, oh? That didn't sound very, you know, happy. And he's like, well, usually when you say you have an idea, and I'm just like, listen, we're doing a fucking podcast. Because
usually whenever you say, hey, I have a great idea, that literally just turns into like 3 or 4 days of me having to do some bullshit type of work that ends up not being what you want, and you get mad at me because I'm not what. Who's that fucking guy on Fixer Upper on HGTV?
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, because I'm not Chip. I can't go and build you a house in like a 45-minute episode.
No, I'm not asking that. No. All I'm asking is for you to paint my cabinets white.
I ain't doing it. You know why? Because the second I do it and it doesn't look exactly like you think, I can't change it.
So you would rather spend $1,600 for somebody else to do it than you do it yourself?
No, I would rather not spend the $1,600 for you to change your mind in 6 months and wish that there were like a dark stain or something.
But I don't want it dark. I want it white. My whole house is white. My furniture is white. My beautiful desk chair, it's gorgeous. It's sitting over there, beautiful and white. Like, I don't know. There's something about wood that's brown, stained brown, and white that just, you know, farmhousey warms my heart. I feel like I'm an old soul.
I feel like you're a hipster.
No, I don't like flowers and
hashtag
weird shit.
Trendy.
No, I don't like that.
Did you hop on Pinterest and see what was trending and it was farmhouse? Or how did you even get into farmhouse?
Because
our house of surprise was like black and white.
But not really, because my house, like, okay, so I grew up riding horses. Like my.
By the way, I hate horses.
No, you don't. You have a horse on Red on Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, I got a horse in my game.
Yeah, see, you love it. So
no,
back
saying,
to what
real
I was
horses
saying, though.
Scare the shit out of me.
Okay. So
you know what they'll do? Because if you don't feed them and you like look at them kind of funny, they give you that weird eyeball, then they kick the fuck out of you.
That does not happen in real life. But anyway.
Oh my God. I've seen videos on the internet of people getting kicked in the face by a horse.
Okay, but most of the people, like, they don't have like respect for animals in general. So they just think, oh, I'm going to put my fat ass up on a horse and everything's going to be great. No, it's called like.
Are horses designed to be ridden?
Getting a. I personally think no. Would you sit on a baby's back? Is it meant for it to be ridden? No.
How big's a baby?
Like Trevor's size. No, like, think about a dog. Do you think you should sit on a dog? Like, when parents put their kids on a dog, like, that is the stupidest idea you, like, should ever do.
Well, hold on. So, going back to Trevor's size, he's probably about 24 pounds. He's, I don't know, what, 20 months old?
No, 19. 19
months old?
Yeah.
Putting something on him in comparison to what a human is on a horse, it'd be like putting a G.I. Joe on his back.
Right? I'm just saying...
How hard is that to carry a little
But I'm G.I. just Joe? Saying, as a life in general...
But don't you say that you have a connection to the animal and it likes being ridden?
I think horses like being... They like given work to do. So, for example, like with dogs, you know, like... herding dogs, they love working. They like working, and I believe that horses like working. Now, I don't, and I'm not like a huge animal activist or anything, but I really do believe that, you know, certain things are not to be ridden on. Like, would you ride a zebra? No, zebras are not made to be ridden.
Oh, I would totally ride a fucking zebra.
or an elephant, not made to or a camel, not made.
Camels are definitely, how do you know what they're made or not?
I'm just,
the thing's got humps with a seat built into it.
I'm just,
fuck out of here. That thing is totally meant to be ridden.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you have to think, like, do you think it's okay for a 450-pound man to sit on the back of a horse?
Number one, 450-pound man ain't getting his fat ass up on top of a horse without a stepladder.
You don't know that.
Oh, I do know that. Do you think that 450-pound man, no offense to him, maybe he's just big bone, do you think that he can sling his fucking fat ass leg up over a horse? Fuck no. I don't even think I can. I'm like 240.
Jackson, I'm just saying, wasn't my question. I'm saying if a man who was of that side could get onto a... you know, horse with being that weight, do you think that that is acceptable? Because I feel like someone of that size shouldn't be on the back of a horse. Now, if you put a 125-pound girl, 140-pound girl, all the way up to like 180 pounds on the back of a horse, it's still, no matter what, 100 plus pounds. And I still feel like it could cause arthritis, back issues, hip problems, knee problems for horses themselves. And, you know, that's not easy for any animal. It's not easy for any animal with any size of a person on there, especially a 450-pound person.
I don't know. How much does a horse weigh?
I think it depends. It could weigh up to, like, maybe... anywhere from 6 to 1,000 pounds, 600 to 1,000 pounds.
Okay, so in the average person is probably about 160, 180 pounds.
Right.
Right? So technically that's like, I'm not good at math. Let's just say it's a big ass horse, that's 800 pounds. Right?
Okay.
So is that 100 pounds is probably like 20% of his body weight. 15-20%. So 25-30% of his body weight. Right, that'd be like you carrying someone, like a small child on your back.
I just disagree with that because, like I was just saying, is that no matter what, carrying someone for such a long time, every single day, it can cause arthritis or back problems, hips, knee problems.
Okay, so you can get all that just from eating.
But that's what I'm saying, just in general. Like, I feel like nothing should be ridden except a car and a...
How dare you? How dare you? This is a family podcast.
No, but...
Anyways, my point being is that it's not that much weight considering how strong they are.
They are strong. I can give them
that. I'm telling you right now.
Wonderful animals. They are so amazing. But back to what I was getting at before this huge conversation started. So when I grew up, I had like horses and, you know, we're obviously on acreage. In my house, my mom had decorated it like Western theme. So I have always had the vibe for like Western and farmhouse. And I feel like farmhouse didn't get big until up until like 4 years ago.
Up until you did it, right?
No, I believe it didn't start getting big until like 4 years ago. And half of the stuff, my stuff is mainly like handmade by somebody else that we bought from. And shout out to Tori and Kevin because you guys rocked the shit out of my house with the furniture that you guys had made us. So thank you, Tori and Kevin. They are wonderful.
Thank you, Kevin, for doing something that I refuse to do. I ain't got time for that.
I know. No, they are
wonderful. He doesn't have time either, but...
No, he doesn't. But they're wonderful people. So if you ever need, you know, furniture done or a sign or whatever you want, contact them. They're amazing. So
how are they going to contact them, Marley?
What do you mean? Social media, Facebook, or ask me, and I will let you know their information with their permission.
You can go down there to Sweet Repeats.
Yeah, Arizona Sweet Repeats.
And you can check out some of their stuff.
Yeah. And that's another place that I shop too is Arizona Sweet Repeats. They're amazing. They're in Cave Creek, I believe.
No, they're off of Cave Creek.
Off of Cave Creek.
I don't know. I think it's Phoenix, technically.
Yeah, and they have plenty of like local vintage shops there. So they have the Tattered Nest, Arizona Sweet Repeats, Everything Goes. My favorite store, which did close down, but they're wonderful people, and we will be seeing them at Junk in the Trunk, I'm sure, around, I think they're coming back in April, not positive, but, Rusty Saturday, I have so many bar signs from them, they were amazing. Anyway, so, what we are going to do is take this time to get back to our normal family routine.